Okay, this is going to be my attempt at a generic chat about daydreaming for violets. So, I'm talking third person. So, when one of the things that happens to violets is they can get scattered and start doing 10 things at once. And after that, then they get overwhelmed. And then they just want to sit there with your supply of chips and a remote control. And you're welcome to laugh. And so, you know, and don't ask me my name. As soon as you... And so all violets suffer from that, but they think there's something wrong. And what it usually is they've lost their vision or really lost their faith. And they're doing a bunch of stuff they don't want to do, and it gets overwhelming. And so what happens is it pushes them to a point of paralysis that the only thing left to do is daydream. And that's what violets do all the time anyways, is daydream. So there is a reason why violets daydream. Often when violets are children, they're told not to daydream, or somebody closes their mouth and, where are you? You're spacing out. You're not on planet Earth. You need to get real. School tries to validate its uselessness by saying you need to learn all this stuff, so a whole bunch of people believe it, so then they create the whole world that way. When basically if school stopped today, the world would be just fine. In fact, it'd probably be better. So, and violets know that. So we can educate ourselves. We're not ignorant people. So violets daydream constantly. They don't even know how much they daydream. So some examples are, we're going to use a car driving example today. When a violet is in a car and is following instructions. So let's say the directions say on paper, go from where you are to the signal light, turn right, and park. That's a very easy thing to do. Everybody, for the most part, can remember that. If I give it to you on a piece of paper, you will look at that piece of paper 600 times between here and the stop sign. Why does somebody who's intelligent and capable, why do, even a retarded person, go, I can go to the stop sign, turn right and park. How come you can't do that, Mom? So the why is because we daydream so fast that we'll drive along. And I go, okay, I'm going to the stop sign. Oh, yeah, that's what it says on the note. Go to the stop sign. Then what do I do? When I get to the stop sign, I got to turn right. Okay. I got to stop first. Then I got to turn right. Then what do I do? Then I got to park. And we look at that note. Look at that note. Look at that note. Now, if you didn't have the note, you'd drive to the stop sign or signal light. You'd turn right and park. Easy. But you'd be thinking about it the whole time. I'm driving to the stop sign. And when I get there, I got to turn right and park. So it doesn't let you daydream. So when violets have things in writing or have it on their list or have it where they can forget about it and glance over to it, then they daydream instantly. So we'll get back to this. This is going to be in sections as I tell all of you these parts. So daydreaming. Violets daydream to stay resonant because violets are very empathic and very sensitive and can feel everyone else's realities. And violet and yellows get it even more. And since many of you listening to this are violet and yellows, that just makes it even more sensitive. Violets daydream to stay resonant because what happens is they start imitating or can understand everyone else's reality. So if you go to a party, the help in the kitchen wonders what part of Mexico you're from because you can so talk to them like you're from Mexico, even if you're a blonde. And I guess there's blondes in Mexico. Well, they make themselves blonde. If you talk to the people that own the house, they think you live next door and everybody in between. And so what happens with violets is from the day they're born, they're the ones that can adjust to everyone else's reality. Nobody really adjusts for them. They're always, you know, expecting you to do the adjustment. So we're going to skip that part now. And we'll bring all this together at the end. I have two pens here. They're laying on the table. I'm going to pick up one of them, and we're going to imagine they're tuning forks. So I'm going to call this one a C-sharp tuning fork, and I'm going to strike it, and it's vibrating. And so it's vibrating at C-sharp. If I pick up any other tuning fork other than a C-sharp and put it next to a vibrating C-sharp, nothing happens. If I pick up a C-sharp and I put it next to a vibrating C-sharp, it will start to resonate at the exact same pace as the other. If you take two guitars and you face them towards each other, strum the top string on one and the top string on the other will start vibrating. Strum the bottom string and the bottom string starts vibrating and they both will be vibrating. And the ones in the middle move a little bit because of the air and some of the oscillation, but the two that you strummed on this one are making the other two on that one vibrate. And it's a physics term and a psychotherapeutic term and a music term, an energy term called entrainment. And entrainment is I entrain with you. I make that energy resonate. And violets very often get into leadership positions like Martin Luther King or Bill Clinton, politics, Ronald Reagan, Al Gore, many of them are rock stars. The Beatles mostly are violets. And what happens is that actors and others for Animal, Farm Aid, Band-Aid, when violets get in their position of inspiration, people listen to them. And so they have to stay in their C-sharp frequency. Though, they often adjust for other people, for their audience, for the group they're with. So, if you're hanging out with a bunch of B-flats, because you came here to C-sharply, not B-flat. So, if you're at C-sharp, the mountain comes to Muhammad, but as soon as you hang out with B-flats, most people's families, their siblings, co-workers, normal, average, everyday, sound asleep Americans, which is 98% of them, just to go shopping, you have to go be a B-flat to drive in that traffic and deal with their ignorance. So when you spend a fair amount of time at B-flat, guess what starts getting attracted to you in the theory of entrainment? All the B-flats think you're their friend. You're going to drive like us. You think like us. You're a fucking moron like us. And no, I'm not. And so what happens is the violet starts daydreaming constantly, so that it can feel like C-sharp, because if you act like C-sharp around B-flats, they get threatened, they think you're abandoning them, they don't think you get it, they think you're being a prima donna, who the fuck do you think you are, you don't really understand, you'll starve to death and nobody will love you, unless you become a type A, money-oriented, let's get laid kind of person. And so what happens is all the B-flats have created their whole validation reality, and when you abandon them by starting to act like a C-sharp, they panic. And they do everything they can to sucker you back in. So, violets daydream, and because when you're feeling something, they don't see you feeling it, and when you spend enough time feeling it by the daydream, daydreaming about a C-sharp experience, you start resonating at C-sharp, and they fade away. So violets can become shrinking violets. Violets can hide out. The yellows can also be yellow bellies. So for those of you that are yellow violets, and a lot of you that will be listening to this are, yellow violets not only become shrinking violets, they yellow streak. So they're going, I just want to hide out, don't want to go out in the world, not going to do that. Well, I got a job. I got to go be with the B-flats. So, or I got children, or I got a B-flat husband or wife, or I got to talk to my B-flat mother-in-law or father-in-law, or... So what happens is we need to figure out ways to continually daydream. And so oddly enough, violets continually daydream. They just don't know they do it. So we're going to give some examples. We're going to return a video. And so you and I are going to return a video. Number one, the video cannot be in the video machine or we won't remember it. The video has to be next to your car keys, by your purse, at the door, on the floor, sitting on the stack of things to go. Not on a list. If it says return the video, you'll get all the way home and read the... Finally, you go to a store, you never read the list at the store. Forget that you have the list. And you come home and go, shit, these are the things I was supposed to do. All violets do that. And they're very intelligent people, those of you listening. So I want to remind you, you are intelligent, but this is where you're really stupid. But it's actually good for you to be stupid here, even though people will pick on you, because the most important goal is get back into C-sharp, so C-sharp things get attracted to you instead of B-flat. So we're going to return the video. I stepped on it because it's at the door with the car keys on it, so we wouldn't forget it. So I'm holding it in my hand now. If the phone rings, do not put the video down. You will talk on the phone, grab your car keys, go, and get all the way to the video place because it's in your brain, and you will not have the video. In fact, you'll rent another one. So you're driving. So those of you that are listening, you're the drivers. So I'm the passenger. So I got the video, and I'm standing outside the car while you're inside. And the reason I'm standing outside the car is the passenger seat in a violet's car is not for people. It's for stuff. Violets do not put things behind them because they can't see it. Now, if you're going to put something behind you, you'll put it behind you behind the passenger seat so you can kind of look back and see it. Violets never put stuff directly behind them unless there's no other choice. There's the dog, there's the kids, the car. You're an artist and your car's full of stuff, or you're a construction person, or you are a violet and yellow and you just haven't cleaned your car in 2 years and there's no place else to put it but behind you. The seat behind a violet, if you ever want to know if a violet owned a car, look at the seat behind the driver. It's brand new. Nothing ever touches it. Nothing ever goes on it. We can't see it. If you toss the video over there, you own it. Until somebody sits on it and goes, what's this I'm sitting on? Oh, yeah, it's that video I meant to return 2 years ago. You might as well keep it. So I'm standing outside. You finally get all that stuff off the passenger seat. I get to sit down. I fasten my seatbelt, and then it gets handed back to me. Here, hold this. Or anybody who's my passenger gets to go, here, hold this. I do not put it in the back. You go in the back long before stuff goes in the back. I need to see it. And if it goes in the back, I will forget it, even if it's in the passenger seat. I have to really remember to look back in that passenger thing. So I'm finally sitting down. I'm your passenger. You're driving. We have a typical American driveway. It's two car lengths. By the time we back that whole half a second that it takes to go two car lengths, you're already glimpsing over to see where we're going. That's why it's in my lap. That's why I put the video on top. So sternocleidomastoid muscle, the most important muscle in a violet's body, so it can go, oh yeah, I was going to return the video. So it's constant. You have to move to Europe for a while, like England, so you can use the other muscle. Oh yeah, I was going to return the video. Otherwise, you're going to be really lopsided. You can be yourself with him. He's authentic. You don't have to worry about whether he's real or not. You don't have to worry about your real. So you finally get to go, I feel at peace. So Violets will take a nice deep breath talking about Bob Redford. So zing, C sharp. Okay, next topic. Off we go. Still dealing with traffic. Driving with the B flats. Got to daydream some more. And it's just over and over and over and over, especially when you step out in the B flat world. At home, it's a little easier. You can daydream a little less, stay on topics more, depending on the level of distraction, starting with how many kids, how many dogs, how many housekeepers, how many husbands, wives, partners, neighbors, how close, how proximal, are you in an apartment, are you separate, you know, how many people come to work on your house. So the homework for a violet is, number one, to recognize it daydreams, remembering that if it forgets to daydream or doesn't really pay attention to the benefits of it, it will eventually get scattered, do 10 things at once, and then get overwhelmed. But the fun part about the overwhelm is the only thing left to do is daydream. So it forces you right back into it. So overwhelm is when you blow your fuse and you don't do this. This prevents overwhelm. This, by the way, this doesn't solve it the way the system says to solve it. You don't get a plan. You don't think. How many of you out there have solved it by sitting on a toilet or in the bathtub? It's when you finally get into that daydream spot that you get back in the resonance. So we're driving along. We're talking about Bob Redford. Everything's fine in the world. And one of two things happens. You look at the video, look in the rearview mirror and go, oh, shit. And I go, did we just miss our exit? Well, yes, we did. We're so busy talking about Bob Redford. I space. By the way, it isn't a mile behind us. There it is. And there's the dirt or the wall. We can't take it. So all violets have built into them, and this is the most important part of this chat, why we daydream, why we stay resonant. Violets have built into them a feeling in their solar plexus. Other people get some inklings of it. Violets live by it. And it says, wake up. You forgot that you have the tea kettle on. You're supposed to call Joni now. Oh, shit, you're late for that class. But it will remind you the number of things a violet should have been late for, missed, or forgotten when all of a sudden your whole solar plexus goes, get, wake up. So when it woke you up, well, what use is that? It should have woke me up a couple of blocks ago so I could take this exit. Well, if you look in the rearview mirror, there was no way to get to all that traffic. And so it woke you up so that you take the frontage road. By the way, while the violet's driving, what this whole wake-up solar plexus daydream thing, who's driving the car? How is it that I even got here? Violets, when they drive, don't remember how they got to places. They don't remember how many stop signs they went through. Every town has that five-way stop thing that nobody does really well. We don't know if we killed anybody. I don't remember going through it. I know I had to go through it to get to where I was going, but how come, you know, everybody that has, nobody does those, right? So you have to pay more attention. I don't remember paying attention. I just went right through it. So with violets, it's important to know that this metaphor, while you're living your life, there is a part of you paying attention to more things than you imagine. While you're driving your car, there obviously is a part paying more attention, or you've been in 50 million accidents. So because you're daydreaming and you're off, and we're talking about Bob Redford, and you can't tell me. If I ask you how many cars were around us at that moment, I don't know. I didn't even know I was in a car till you reminded me, and I'm driving. So number two, we're driving along, we're talking about Bob Redford, and all of a sudden you look at the video, look in the mirror, and oh shit. Oh shit, number two is, did we just get the 30-second warning? Why, yes, we did. I've got 30 seconds from this part when I wasn't paying attention and I don't know what's around me to get from here into that lane to take that exit. By the way, you do know what's around you. The part about this thing that says wake up, it only wakes you up when you're driving, when it's safe to go, because there's that other part of you that already knew it was clear. Otherwise, it gives you the, you better take the next opening thing. So in this metaphor, I call the steering wheel of life. And when it says to do something, You grab the steering wheel and you go, and you don't question it. When it hits you in the solar plexus, you don't have a choice. Now, you think you have a choice, and those who ignore it wish they didn't, because now you've missed the bus. So, exit number two. So we're going along. Let's wake up. Okay, oh shit, I got 30 seconds. Rob, you know, it's not safe. I was so busy talking about Robert Redford with you. I'd better take that frontage road like I took last week, and I'll go down to it. If, in fact, you get the 30-second warning and that's it, don't even look. Grab the steering wheel and go. Well, I'm going to kill somebody. What, you don't think you already knew where the cars were around you? You've been looking. You just don't remember you've been looking. It fits in with the feeling. I'll just take the frontage road instead. It's just not safe. Well, everybody's had this that has Violet. Go ahead and don't listen to your intuition. That frontage road is now closed for repairs. Oh, by the way, you've now hit the ass end of rush hour traffic. You will sit there for 2 hours watching everybody in the rearview mirror take the exit you should have taken and known you should have taken. Violets, when they're driving, and I'm going to use driving metaphors today, so sorry, New York friends. So they're driving along, and I've got a map. And it says, I need to go to 35 East, and the exit's coming up. And so my little thing says, bing, wake up, 35 East is coming. So in 6 seconds, there's the sign. If I go this way, it's Hillsboro, and if I go that way, it's Greenberg. There's not a hint as to which is 35 East or 35 West. Well, since I'm driving north, I would imagine the arrow to the right would take me east, but my intuition says take the other one. I have 6 seconds to decide what's right. My whole being says it, but logic says take the right one. Well, okay, so I won't listen to myself, and I'll take the right one, and it curls around, loops under the highway, and takes me west. And there's no way to get back on for 20 minutes. So these little fuck-ups in life for Violets, where they should on themselves, I should have listened to this and that, are to help understand that feeling. So when you make quantum leaps, as you get older and wiser, big decisions, you do it by your solar plexus. They're totally unexplainable to other people. Whether you're a corporate executive, whether you're supposed to be the good mom or the good dad or the good husband or wife or the good employee or good employer, it's when it says do this, you don't get a choice. Well, you do, but you should hopefully know by now that that's not a good idea to ignore it. And so in the steering wheel of life, when it says grab it and go, these little examples we're giving are physical, material examples. If you miss the bus, it does come around again. Sometimes it takes 20 years. Some of you out there have already missed the bus. And then 20 years later, you get around and you miss it. And many people have done something against their intuition that have violent... But you get other chances. It just takes a little while. You're a little older and grayer. And you can't move quite as fast because it aches, but you can do it. So this example, the Violet's daydreaming, is to stay resonant so that when you're in C sharp, you can feel that feeling and make better decisions. It's not logic. It's knowingness. Violets know what they know and have known what they've known since an early age. Usually by the time you're 5, you're older than everyone else you know. And they're busy trying to tell you how to think, and school's important, and you need to get good grades, blah, 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 blah. How many, you know, what was Ron Reagan's grade point average anyways before he became an actor? What was Martin Luther King's? He is Dr. King. He must have got good grades. Does anybody know? You know, maybe he was a D student, and he still became Dr. King, but he's D for dummy. Who knows? You know, everybody assumes anybody who's graduated and is a leader must all be straight A students. Oh, you only get one of those. You only get one valedictorian. The rest are stupid. So the homework for Violets is to daydream, is to give themselves that opportunity. And that's why we pile things the way we do, why we look. And its number one job is to stay resonant and know that, yes, we do adjust to everybody. Yes, we play at their different frequencies, but you've got to come home and you got to come back. And if you stay at B flat for too long, you will attract B flats to you, and you will start. And then if you try to act like a C sharp around the B flat, since the majority of people here are B flats, they will tell you how wrong you are and how right they are. And statistically, they are correct. They are right because the majority rules. But you know what? They have the right to be right about being wrong. And I totally support them in that. And just as a little addendum here at the end, why is it that for all of us Violets, because of how we resonate and how we can accommodate, that we're always the ones in the grocery store behind the asshole? They're never in the row next to us. They're never behind us. They're always in front of us. And by the way, if there's two or more violets in a store, it's guaranteed there's two or more assholes there. And they will work right in front of every violet. The part is, we won't notice the one assigned to the other one. They won't act stupid till we've left the store or in another part of the store. And so while they're busy being jerks, Violet's number one job is to bring things back into resonance. So as soon as the jerk leaves, we look at the clerk and talk to them like a regular person. I don't have to fix it or make fun of the idiot that just left. It's just like do it differently and bring it back. And it's just one more example, a little example of how constantly we're being asked to stay in resonance and stay in inspiration, to say the emperor has no clothes and to figure that out now more than ever. Violets need to stay in resonance. There's so much propaganda out there about why you should be afraid and why you should be a B-flat and why you should get caught up in all the B-flats, little arguments about stupid shit. So the bottom line is you want to argue all the stupid stuff with the B-flat. Have fun. But you're being a B-flat. They're not coming up to be a C-sharp. Ain't happening.